assure you, which is a tremendous amount of fun.
Will I not be set on fire?
No, you're not going to be. In fact, it's the opposite. It's water. Ooh. Renee had a flower vase. And so the flower vase is filled with water. And that's all you do is you empty the flower vase like this, and it goes into the bucket there. Huh. Now, the coolest thing that happens with water is that you get this thing called evaporation and condensation, precipitation, and the darn thing comes back. Is that kind of
get
fun
out.
How that works? But it's empty now. So thank goodness it's empty, and this goes into the bucket. You know what you're thinking, because you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, here we go. Here it comes. Is that fun?
That is
so
phenomenal.
This just goes on and on and on. I was just thinking during your news bits, you could just kind of do this in between stories. Wouldn't it be fun? So you could have a
that is a cool,
all right,
that
so,
is cool
so
science.
You can do the same thing, believe it or not. It's not just this. So here I'm just throwing it all over the
okay.
place. Take a look at this little guy here. You can do it with a bottle. So here's just a 1 liter bottle, and I'll teach you how to do the same thing. So you empty it. So that'll sit on your desk, and you can kind of do the same thing. But the whole idea is for kids to try to figure out how that works. You empty
right.
it. It really is a very cool
and adults too, because I'm clueless.
Is that fun? Just a 1 liter bottle, a trip to the hardware store. You'll never guess what's inside. It's really, really kind of cool. Somehow you know that there's more water than what you're dumping.
Right.
And so let's start with a regular 1 liter bottle.
Okay.
So to the inside, all you're going to do is buy a piece of PVC. So it's half inch PVC.
Oh, okay.
And so believe it or not, that is the only thing that's in the bottle.
Get out, and it regulates the flow of the water?
So let me show you. So I hid them down here.
Oh, okay.
So that you have one to be able to do. So look at what happens. So this is painted, so nobody can kind of
see what's
going
right.
on.
Mm-hmm.
But the secret is there's a little hole right there. See that hole?
I do see
that
it.
That allows air to come in. So there's the little hole there. So you try it. Put your finger over the hole.
Right, here it
got
is.
It. So hold on to the whole thing.
Oh, hold on to the hole.
So now, hold on to it. Now hold on to the cup. And so now pour it, and it's only what's in the tube. So here, try it. Good job. So turn it upside down.
Only what's in the tube.
Look at that. Is that good? Now, when you turn it over, take your finger off the hole. Now the air comes in, and the tube fills back up again.
Tube fills back up,
see
and then I put
works?
My finger on the hole again.
So years ago, I think magicians years ago called it a pour more, because you could always pour more. But it's what
those
black boxes.
That is genius.
So I have to look into the camera and say, now, if you see the secret and how to do this, do not tell them how to do it right away. I mean, you have to play it a little bit and let them think, because they're going to come up with the most creative answers. We've had kids say there's water balloons inside and there's a needle, and every time you turn it over, it pops. And I thought that you would like that today.
We love that.